You are not getting into the repeater real well. There's a ton of noise in the background, lots and lots of static, but I'm still able to read you, so I don't know if you can boost your power or maybe if you're between coverage areas, try switching over to another tower. Yeah, it's kind of hot and cold. Little frustrated by it. I got it up and running. It's working. I'm talking to you through it now. Still have a 60 megahertz hum on it, despite using the ferrite dongle thingy on the power cord, like the instructions said. And I have gone in and changed some of the settings to get rid of the annoying announcements and connection announcements, but they just don't seem to be working properly. So I've got that going on. But generally, I wish whoever is, you know, working on and maintaining this system would bring it up to modern standards instead of these stupid command line prompts going to, like, 1986 computer DOS files. I know there's some people out there that are fans of that, but anybody, you know, born later, it's called graphic user interface, guys. It's only been something that's been out there for about 40 years. Help the rest of us out so that we don't have to watch hours of YouTube videos on how you did this stuff back in 1986.